They just shot up and chased him down a road.
Well,
what road was this on?
They were on Route 88.
Headed
into town.
Into Route 88.
I turned the cruiser on, headed out that way, and they followed me. I get out to the junction of 88 and 101 C. I don't know if you've seen it or not. New
yeah.
county buildings out there.
Big
building. All of a sudden, to my left, and up almost to the top of my windshield. Almost as if I was looking out the wing window, but I was just to the right of the wing window.
Mm-hmm.
I saw something very, very bright moving across the sky, sort of southeast. It's the best direction I can get for it. It was very bright. I pulled the car over the side of the road, stopped the engine, turned the lights off, got out, walked, well, maybe 15, 20 feet from the car to get away from any noise I might be. So no noise at all. Very, very quiet. One real bright white light. Just as white as it could be.
Was it just hanging there?
No, it was moving. In back of the white light was a green light. And it seemed to be in back of that was a red light. The two colored lights were blinking and this other light was a steady light. Now, when this thing passed over the building, it was, I estimated about 50 feet over the building. It cast an extreme light on the upper story of the building. In other words, the building was bathed in light.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best way I can picture it. It kept moving steadily.
Did you hear anything?
No, I didn't hear a thing. Very quiet. Now, this is 11:45 at night. There's no traffic or anything. So everything was very quiet. And if the thing was making a noise, I'd have heard it. But it was very quiet. It moved down. Parallel to 88, over the woods. There's woods on the left-hand side of Route 88. It stayed over the woods, but it seemed to run parallel to the road. Well, I got back in the car and I stayed with it, over down the road. Probably, I'd say a mile and a half. Mile and a quarter, maybe a mile and a half. Down that road, there's another intersection of a small rural road.
Ashbrook?
Ashbrook Road, right. Just after Ashbrook Road on the left, there's a large field. Imagine Mrs. Pierce told you about this. We pulled into the driveway of the Burwell farmer across in this field.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I turned the lights off, the engine off, got out and watched. Things seemed to hover over this field, probably for 15 seconds, and it dropped to maybe what looked like to me was 10, 15 feet off the ground. All the time, these lights were in the same pattern. They didn't change. And again, this field was bathed in light right under the thing. It seemed to be just as bright as it could be. Well, I tried to edge over toward the road and get closer to it. The thing all of a sudden just jumped and just disappeared.
Straight up?
And after it did that, right back down again. But when I came down this time, it came down in back of these trees. I could tell it was in back of the trees at the edge of the field. Because, when, say, you turn up somebody's driveway,
mm-hmm.
you see a car turning up towards you on the driveway, you see these trees in front of the lights.
Right.
In other words, the lights in back of the trees.
Yeah.
Well, this is just what this looked like.
You can see this pretty light shining through it.
Right.
How far down behind the trees did it appear to go?
It looked like it was just about the same altitude as it was before, 10 to 15 feet.
In other words, it just sort of hopped over the trees, high, and came right back down again.
Right.
How long would it take the hop lasted, from when it sprang up in the middle of the field to when it came down again at the other end of its trajectory?
Well, maybe 10 seconds. I didn't think of it. It happened so fast.
How high did it get up before it began to come down again?
I wouldn't want to say it was up quite a ways.
Could you see... A separation between the red light and the green light and the white light?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Did this separation get smaller, like the thing shrank because of distance?
When it moved away from me, they got smaller, but the separation stayed the same.
Separation relative to the same.
In other words, the two lights didn't seem to be moving independently.
It
seemed like one unit.
Get an estimate of size of the object. Could you give us that?
Did you see any physical?
No. I tried to pick out something. I tried to pick out, like an outline of something. I couldn't do it. Of course, like I say, this white light dominated everything.
How big was the white light? I mean, there was a mass object of light that you could see. How big was that mass object?
For instance, when it passed over the county building, how big was it compared to, say, one of the windows or the door or...
It was much larger. The entire thing, to me, looked like about the size of a house.
White? The size of a house?
The whole thing.
The whole thing?
Just the white,
yeah.
Plus the green, plus the red.
Were the
what
green,
was in between, yeah, or what was outside, I can't tell. It may have been much bigger.
Were the green and red like lights?
They were alternating.
Or were they
flash?
Hatches?
They seemed well-defined.
They were, well, like that light bulb over there.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And the white light was...
Wasn't defined as much.
No. Was it the same size as the...
No, much bigger.
Much bigger.
Much bigger.
It was physically as if it was a large globe. Was it... It was fuzzy, in other words, there was...
It was sharp. It seemed to be round, but I couldn't pick a different circle.
No,
the other ones I could.
The other ones like lights.
Right.
Sharply defined.
But they looked to me like traffic lights. That's the only thing I could think of.
Same kind of color, right?
Yeah.
One of the interesting things that people say, well, why green and red, stuff like that, you know? Well, the thing is that the human eye will respond only to a limited range of colors. I mean, you can't get any other colors except the colors that we see, because...
Yeah.
We see the spectrum in a certain physiological way. So just because it looks like green in traffic light doesn't mean that it is. So I just wanted to point that out for anybody who might need it pointed out.
Yeah.
Then what happened after it went down behind the trees?
It just disappeared. It either went out or it just seemed to disappear. I never saw it again.
You couldn't see it through the trees?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah.
I saw the trees.
Oh, I see.
In front of it. In other words, it was behind the trees. The trees are between me and this object, whatever it was.
How far away are those trees from you? In other words, you were on the road.
Probably half a mile.
And you were, in other words, the separation between where it started from and when it came down again was at least half a mile.
Well,
we can easily find out.
I estimate the distance between the road and that line of trees, half a mile. Now that thing...
How big is that field?
It's a good size field.
And you say it was about in the middle of it?
Yeah. It was about in the middle when it came down.
At 11:45?
Yeah.
When you saw Mrs. Pierce and her friend, by the way, did you not get her friend's name?
I don't know what the friend's name was.
How did they describe this to you?
Well, they said that something in the air was following them. That's what they saw. So I cleared it with headquarters, that it was all right for me to go down and check it out, and I went down.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that
from there,
Cottrell picked this up on his home radio,
right,
and that he passed you talking to them at Ashbrook.
That's right.
Did you come back and check with them?
No, I didn't. I went back to headquarters. I came back here.
When were you talking to them at Ashbrook?
Right around midnight. See, we change shifts at midnight.
Yeah.
Another shift comes on, I come in and pick up a man.
What did you do after the light went out?
I was there for, maybe a minute.
Were you talking to them?
2 o'clock, yeah.
Was it yours?
Yeah.
Was this when Lieutenant Cottrell passed you?
He passed me down the end of Ashbrook Road. I had left the spot where I watched the thing and come down Ashbrook Road to the Hampton Road. Ashbrook Road goes between the two state routes.
Have you ever talked about this with him?
Briefly.
Because he says that he saw something. After he passed you, he went down the road.
Yeah.
And that he saw something. A brilliant light for maybe 3 or 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Went down to turn around, came back, and it was gone.
Mm.
And he said it lit up the field.
Yeah.
Now, which road would he have gone down? He didn't go down.
88.
Well, then it was back in the center of the field that...
I wouldn't want to say where I was, because I didn't see it, but that's the impression I would get.
In other words, when you left, if I can interpret this right, and we'll check it out, it came back and then disappeared when he came down again.
Right.
I don't know.
What was your first reaction upon seeing the object?
Oh, automatically, I thought of this thing that the other fellows had seen, of course. You talked to Gene Brecken.
Yeah, this morning.
I thought of this kind of thing.
Any ideas?
Did it frighten you at all?
Not really.
Did you have any
nosy type?
Did you have any sensation at all when you saw it? Was there any physical sensation?
No.
There was no noise at all.
No.
And you didn't feel any physical reaction to it.
And when you stood out there watching this, how long did you watch it before it went away? Before you hopped, as you say.
All told, probably about 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Did you feel anything?
No.
Okay.
Just a lot of curiosity. That's about all.
Now, this light, let's get back to the white light again. Was this a light like a very well-defined light, or was it was it like a glow?
It wasn't well-defined, no.
It was rather fuzzy,
it was
you
more,
said?
I hesitate to call it a glow, because a glow, in my way of thinking, that word...
Well, think of a glare.
Glare would more...
Yeah. In other words, same kind of sensation you get looking at a high beam.
Yeah, looking right into a spotlight.
I'd be the spotlight.
But it wasn't spotted at me, obviously. It was spotted on this field and on the county building. Because the area in which I was wasn't being lit up.
Oh. Of course, you were quite far away from it.
Sure.
I was right directly under it. Could it have been, like, for instance, casting light in all directions?
Mm.
Or did you get the impression there was a beam of light beamed down and you were just getting sort of a
pale... I had the impression I was getting. Seemed to so bright, it would light up the patch of field and
would you say that it was lighting up the field about as bright as sunlight would have? In other words, were things sharply defined?
It was different in sunlight. It was whiter.
It was white.
Almost like fluorescent light.
Oh, so there was nothing yellow.
You know,
to
the
it.
Difference between fluorescent light and
tungsten,
regular,
tungsten lamps.
Very, very white.
To me,
sunlight isn't white.
Yeah. Did you, for instance, compare it with headlights?
Much brighter than headlights.
Yeah. But how about color-wise? Because headlights are different colors than these headlights.
Just as white as it can be.
White as it can be. Any idea what it might have been?
Not really. I got my own imaginative ideas. Nothing.
Would you like to advance them for us? We're open to all suggestions, I'll tell you that. We've talked to so many people.
You've probably heard everything I had to say.
No, it would be interesting.
I believe these things are some sort of spacecraft. Nothing to substantiate it.
Yeah, well, you talked to Bertrand.
Oh, yeah.
And Hans.
Sure.
And Trust Officer Page? Sergeant Page?
Yeah.
Did he tell you what he saw?
Might point out that we're at the point now where we had come up here half believing that there was something, and after talking to people like you and Mr. Bertram and Sergeant Page, there's very little doubt. I'm not going to speak for Dick, but there's very little doubt left in my mind that there is something. I'm confident now, after talking to the people we have, that there's something. And while I'm not willing to say right now that it's extraterrestrial, I'm willing to say that it's something very, very strange.
I think, as Dr. Hynek has pointed out, there is a scarcity of theories. That we are limited because people instinctively think that it's impossible to design a vehicle such as this appears to be a sample of. There are a number of them, a number of different configurations. In other words, as diversified, it seems, as a Mustang is from a Chevrolet as it is from a Cadillac.
100 years ago, people said it's impossible to design a submarine. Who knows? First, they persecuted Leonardo da Vinci for making a helicopter.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Do you know much about the sky? In other words, are you familiar with constellations or...
I used to be.
You find your directions using...
Sometimes I can pick out certain constellations if I see them.
Have we talked to him about the direction in which this traveled away from him?
Yeah, well, this one, let's see. 88 goes east and west, right? No, 88 goes at an angle,
southeast.
Southeast to northwest. And if this was on a field beside 88, and
it's
traveling
southeast and...
It would travel
east.
Southeast and north... southwest, northeast, in that line.
When I first saw it, it went southeast, didn't change direction.
When you first saw it, it was heading southeast,
right.
Parallel to 88.
Right.
Then it sat over this field.
Right.
Then you say it jumped up and moved down to trees beyond,
right,
about a half a mile up on the other side of the road.
That's what I would call east.
No. That would be directly east, then.
Let me say something else. You know, we talked to Mrs. Pierce this afternoon. And she told us this story And I reserved any further judgment. As a matter of fact, Dick and I were sitting at dinner, and he asked me about it, and I said, I reserve any further judgment. Not only have we confirmed it through you, but the lieutenant confirms basically the same thing. How can we say anything but? This is just the truth.
All right. We have proven beyond doubt, beyond any question of doubt, that there is something appearing in this area. The next step is to get a picture.
Mm.
And this is what we want to try to do. And I would like to thank you very much for the time that you've taken in telling us.
Well, I hope I've been some help here. You want to thank the lieutenant for a lot of this.
Okay.